Chapter 8. It's a Lie. The final was in 2 weeks, so we decided to practice every lunchtime at school. We couldn't use the football field.
"The boys have to practice for their games," Mr. Roundtree said.
So we practiced at the end of the playground. One day, after lunch, we had boring maths. Rosie and Erica came into the class late. They were looking at me and talking behind their hands at the same time. Then Rosie went to talk to Mrs. Forrest. Suddenly, Mrs. Forrest called me to her desk. The class went quiet.
"Why did you do this?"
Mrs. Forrest pointed at something red on the left side of Rosie's face.
"You hurt Rosie."
"It's not true. I didn't touch her," I said. "It's a lie."
"Rosie told me about it. You were practicing outside and you kicked your football into her face."
Steph, Naomi, Charlie and Talia tried to tell Mrs. Forrest that it wasn't true.
"Erica saw everything," Mrs. Forrest said.
I started to laugh. This wasn't a crime programme on TV.
"I'll give you something to laugh at," Mrs. Forrest said. "You and your team can't play football at lunchtime."
I did not do it, I said slowly. But Mrs. Forrest didn't listen. Zach Bacon laughed at me, but Erica was much quieter than usual.
"Don't worry," said Charlie. "We'll practice more after school, okay?"
I thought about Rosie all day. Who hit her? I didn't know the answer. Rosie and Erica were always making problems, but I needed to focus on the tournament. Now we needed to practice even more after school because we couldn't play at lunchtimes. On Wednesday, we went to the park. Talia wanted us to practice penalties.
"It's your turn now, Jazz," Rhiannon said.
But then I remembered Dad taking a penalty last year. He got hurt very badly and he had to stop playing football. Suddenly, I felt afraid to take the penalty. I tried to focus, but I couldn't. And I kicked the ball straight into Ali's hands. I was very unhappy because everybody scored a penalty, but not me. I tried not to worry, but inside I felt terrible.
"Are you okay, Jazz?" asked Rhiannon.
"You're unhappy. Your head isn't here today." Rhiannon wasn't like some of my teachers. She wasn't angry with me. She wanted to understand my problems. I was sad because Rosie lied and now I couldn't play football at lunchtime. I was angry because everybody thought that the boys' team was more important than the girls' team. I was worried because my parents couldn't stop arguing. But most of all, I was unhappy because I wasn't good enough. Nothing I did was quite good enough.
"Have you ever been frightened about something that you can't change?" I asked Rhiannon.
My voice was very small and quiet now.
"How can I stop feeling like that?"
"Sometimes," Rhiannon said, "you have to be brave in your own way. You have to look at the thing that frightens you in the eye." Rhiannon was kind, but she didn't really understand. Football stopped me from feeling angry and sad all the time because Mai wasn't at home. The next Monday at school, we had art.
"We're going to do something special," Miss Williams said. "Work in pairs and paint a picture of your favourite heroes. The winners will show their picture to a famous artist. Mrs. Forrest will look at the pictures and she'll choose the best. I worked with Charlie, but our picture wasn't very good. Rosie will win, I thought. She's good at drawing, and Mrs. Forrest loves her. Mrs. Forrest looked at all the paintings, and then she said,
"And the winners are Rosie and Erica."
"We did it!" Rosie shouted. "We won!"
"Let's cheer for Rosie and Erica," Mrs. Forrest said.
The cheers sounded like a storm in my head. Everybody wants a daughter like Rosie, I thought. Even Mai doesn't want a daughter like me. Rosie was still smiling like she was better than everybody. I was so angry that I drew all over her picture with green paint. I waited for Rosie to shout at me or pull my hair. But she did something much worse. She cried. Have you ever done something horrible and then felt bad? I felt very bad now. It was very quiet in the class, and Mrs. Forrest quickly turned round.
"Jasmina Santos Campbell, you get worse every day," said Mrs. Forrest.
I wanted to say sorry to Rosie. I wanted to say I did it because I was angry and because you lied about your face. But I didn't say anything.
"Your football final is in 4 days.
Mrs. Forrest stood very close to me.
"I hope that your friends enjoy it, because you won't play."
I couldn't believe that this was happening. This was the end of my football dream. It was break time, and I was sitting with my friends. Everybody was sad, and nobody looked at me. "What happened?" asked Ali. "Jazz did something horrible to Rosie's painting," said Talia. "Now I can't go to the final on Friday," I said. "I've been good for weeks," Ali said. "Why weren't you good too?"
"This is our dream too," Charlie said. "But you've killed it. I stopped going to dance class to help you and the stars, but you only think about Jasmina Santos Campbell."
It really hurt to hear my best friend say my full name like that. "I'm going to make things better," I said. That evening, I watched a crime program with Dad. In one story, a man wanted people to like him. He asked his friends to break the windows in his house. After this happened a lot of times, people were sorry for him and they liked him more. This made me think about Rosie. I thought about Rosie's face and I knew the answer.